دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
بعد از ظهر یک شنبه همگی شما عزیزان بخیر، من دبی امینی هستم و اگرچه چند روزی است که از عید فطر میگذره، دوست دارم که از این فرصت استفاده کنم و هم تبریکی عرض کنم خدمت عزیزانی که ماه رمضان و عید فطر رو مبارک و عزیز می‌دارند و هم تبریکی داشته باشم به عزیزانی که امشب و فردا رو به مناسبت عید شاووت، عید نزول تورات مقدس گرامی می‌دارند. امید من این هست که با یادگیری فرامین الهی همه به درک والای وحدانیت برسیم و به زودی شاهد صلح کامل در تمامی کره زمین باشیم، چرا که به دستور تورات مقدس هم نوعت را همچون خودت دوست بدار. و اما بپردازیم به معرفی سه میهمان جوان برنامه امروز، سه جوانی که هنوز دوران دبیرستان رو سپری می کنند ولی در عین حال تأثیر بسزایی در انتخابات رسمی آمریکا و تعداد شرکت کنندگان در رأی‌گیری ها داشته و دارند. سه تن از دانش آموزان کلاس 11 دبیرستان برنتوود که پروژه‌ای به نام The Ballot Project پایه‌گذاری کردند. نیکا ماخانی، حنا طاهری و ایتن پرینس تراکتنبرگ که همگی پایه‌گذار بالت پروژکت هستند. خانم نیکا ماخانی در ضمن بنیانگذاری بالت پروژکت کوشش میکنند که افراد جامعه رو به دموکراسی و نحوه رای دادن و شرایط اون آشنا کنند. به روابط اجتماعی سیویل انگیجمنت علاقمند هستند. نیکا ماخانی، مرسی که امروز مهمان برنامه ما هستید.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you. و اما خانم حنا طاهری که از بنیانگذاران و همچنین کوپرزیدنت The Ballot Project هستند و عقیده دارند که جوانترها هم باید در سیاست شرکت داشته باشند و در رأی‌گیری ها شرکت کنند. حنا طاهری، welcome to today's program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me as well.
Thank you so much. و بالاخره نفر سوم، ایتن پرینس تراکتنبرگ که ایشون هم از بنیانگذاران و کوپرزیدنت The Ballot Project هستند و در بالا بردن سطح آگاهی و آشنایی مردم با نحوه رای دادن و همچنین راهکارهایی که رای دادن رو برای همه میسر بکنه در این پروژه فعالیت میکنند. ایتن، welcome to today's program.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure to have all of you. در ضمن تلفن تماس با استودیو در خدمتتون هست، 323-512-7264. آرمینه عزیز کارگردان فنی خوبمون خطا رو باز میذاره اگر که دوست دارید با استودیو تماس بگیرید و با این سه عزیز مهمان صحبتی داشته باشید و یا سوالی رو مطرح بکنید. My first question is obviously the ballot project and what it is about. Would you please, one of you, in short, explain to us what the ballot project is about?
Sure. Our project is basically dedicated to one thing, which is getting people to vote. So we believe that no matter anyone's background, race, age, religion, gender, sexuality, or ethnicity, they should be able to make their voice heard. And because voting is important to any democracy, we need to make sure that as many people are able to vote as possible. And we seek to raise awareness for issues surrounding voter turnout in America and to get more people to register and cast their vote.
Very interesting. You guys are relatively very young. You're basically teenagers, right?
Yeah.
So what made you decide to found the Ballot Project?
So originally there was like this kind of competition at our school run by an innovation lab that we have. And the question was basically, how can we get more engagement in politics? So Nika, Hannah, and I, we teamed up and we started to do a little bit of research. And what we discovered was that the United States had a shocking low rate of voting. And it was actually really surprising to us. You know, we always had grown up, you know, hearing, oh, you know, everybody votes, believing that type of stuff. But when we started researching it, the rate was much lower than expected. So we wanted to do something about that. And so we started kind of just campaigning with posters, telling our friends, but it really expanded to multiple states, and it's become this really big thing that we're all really proud of.
Well, that's interesting. Throughout your research, when you found out that the number of participants is relatively low, do you know what the reason is? Why don't people cast their votes?
So
we did
a lot of research on that, actually, and there's a bunch of reasons. So the most obvious one is that other countries have compulsory voting laws. And so that will be like, oh, if you don't vote in three elections, then you won't be allowed to vote in the next couple of elections or something like that, which, you know, I don't see being implemented in the United States anytime soon, obviously. But that is a reason that we have lower rates compared to other countries. And then second major reason is that in other countries, the national government usually takes the lead in getting people's names on the rolls. So they either register them automatically or they seek out citizens and register them. But in the United States, registration is relatively decentralized, and it's an individual responsibility. So that leads to lower voter registration in the first place. And also, there's a third interesting thing, which is that there was a Harvard study that found that citizens from older democratic countries tended to abstain from voting more. And since we're one of the oldest democratic countries, that could be another reason.
But I don't understand why. I understand that there is research in Harvard showing that the people from democratic countries don't vote. But why is that? Did you find that too?
No, the research was that people from democratic countries who are older tended to abstain from voting. So, you know, in countries that have newer democracies, voter turnout is higher compared to countries that have older democracies. Which, honestly, we don't know why that's true, but it's just a correlation that was found.
Interesting.
I think another main factor, to answer your question, is that, and this is one thing that we aimed to get rid of, is that a lot of people don't really know where to register and where to vote and are not really educated on the candidates and how our system works. There's a lot of people who are just very uninterested, And in addition to that, they don't know where to start. They don't know, how do I register? How do I find out more? How do I get these resources? So just some people choose not to vote. Some people aren't really sure where to get started. And you know, if you're not registered to vote and you don't know how to do that, you're not going to be able to vote and get your voice heard. So that's another big aspect of it.
Very interesting points. I'm going to just translate a very short summary of what we discussed. من از عزیزان پرسیدم که اولا که چطور شد که علاقمند شدن به اینکه همچه پروژه ای رو پایه‌گذاری بکنند و با توجه به سن کمی که دارن خواستند که پروژه به این مهمی رو در دست بگیرن و گفتن که صحبتی بوده توی مدرسه راجع به اینکه چطور جوانترها رو اینوالف بکنن در سیاست و اونها هم شرکت داشته باشن و این سه نفر طبق تحقیقاتشون به این نتیجه رسیدن که تعداد افرادی که در آمریکا رأی میدن نسبت به کشورهای پیشرفته دیگه دنیا بسیار کم هست و خواستن که کمکی بکنن در این مورد و بتونن کاری بکنن که افراد بیشتری شرکت بکنن در رأی گیری ها و انتخابات و بعد ازشون پرسیدم فکر میکنن که دلیل این که در آمریکا تعداد افراد رای دهنده کم هست چیه و در جواب گفتن که یکی از دلایلی که بهش اشاره کردن این بود که در بعضی از کشورها رای دادن میشه گفت تقریبا اجباری هست برای اینکه اگر که کسی سه بار در رای گیری ها شرکت نکنه حق رای گیری رو از اون شخص میگیرن و خب افراد شرکت میکنن که این حق از اونها گرفته نشه و نکته بعدی رو که بهش اشاره کردن این بود که بعضیا اصلا بلد نیستند که چطور باید رجیستر بکنن، چطور باید رای بدن و یا اینکه اطلاعات کافی راجع به افرادی که نامزد هستند در انتخابات ندارن و نمیدونن که به چه کسی رای بدن بهتره. بنابراین تصمیم میگیرن که اصلا در انتخابات شرکت نکنن. My next question is actually, I'm going to go back a little bit, but I want to know, why do you think it's important for all the people to actually do participate and vote?
We think that it's really important because in this country, it's a really important ideal that we have is that, you know, everybody has the right to vote. And if you're a citizen, you have that freedom to vote. It's guaranteed to all of us. So the people we elect, they represent us. They make decisions on behalf of us and the people. So if we are voting people into office, we need to make sure that we're exercising that right to vote so that we can decide who gets put into office because they're making decisions on behalf of us. So that's the most important thing. And that a lot of people fought for our right to vote, which is not a guaranteed freedom in a lot of places. And so it's just lucky to live in a democracy and have that opportunity to choose who's going to speak on behalf of us and make decisions on behalf of the people.
Very good point. پس ایشون فرمودن که در کشوری که دموکراسی وجود داره و مردم آزادی این رو دارن که در انتخابات شرکت کنن و کسانی رو به آفیس بفرستن و این چارج بذارن و مسئول بکنن که انتخاب خودشون هست و در واقع در زمینه‌ای که اونها به اون علاقه دارن فعالیت بکنن، حیف اگر مردم ندونن و شرکت نکنن در رأی گیری و از این حق خودشون در آزادی انتخابات استفاده نکنن. Thank you so much for all the explanation. It's really wonderful what you guys are doing. So the three of you, are you doing like the same thing, just helping each other out with the same project, or each individual is in charge of a different task?
So we all work together collectively, but we sometimes take different tasks. So Eitan has been really important in our website and our technology and being able to develop that so that people can see what we do, get involved in our organization. Hannah and I have been working on our social media platform and trying to connect with other like-minded organizations that we get partner with and use each other to elevate our platform. But all in all, we've really all worked together in a partnership, and as we've gone along, we have divvied up the work equally.
Very nice. That's great. I believe that naturally you have a party of interest yourself. Like you have your own preference in a candidate to be elected. When you are working on this project and you are inviting people to cast their votes more and more, via social media and the website and everything they just mentioned, how much influence do you have on people, the people that you are reaching out to, actually, on who to vote for?
So we have been very clear to ourselves and just as an organization, and we always try to make sure that people know that we are completely nonpartisan. So we do not tell people who to vote for when we get them pre-registered or registered to vote. We each support our own ideas and we all have our own preferences, but we do our best to not let those interfere with any aspect of our organization. And especially when we give presentations to people about candidates, we need to make sure that our research is very thorough and that we are only looking at nonpartisan sources, or we're looking at both sides to make sure that we don't have any of our biases in our presentations and make sure that we present both parties equally.
That's very good. And it's really good to know. پس عزیزان من ازشون سوال کردم که وقتی که این سه جوان فعالیت میکنن در زمینه این که افراد رو علاقمند بکنن و راهنماییشون بکنن به اینکه بیان در رای گیری ها شرکت بکنن و چطور رجیستر بکنن و رای خودشون رو ابلاغ بکنن، چقدر میتونن تاثیرگذار باشن بر روی رای افراد که به چه کسی رای داده بشه. برای اینکه خب مسلما خود این افراد انتخابات شخصی خودشون رو ممکنه داشته باشن و ایشون گفتن که در واقع مطمئن هستند که این افراد هیچ تأثیری در رأی که کسی میخواد بده ندارن، به صورت خیلی نوترال با این مسئله برخورد میکنن، فقط اطلاعات رو در اختیار افراد قرار میدن بدون اینکه اون سلیقه شخصی خودشون رو در این امر بخوان روش تاییدی بذارن و افراد رو تشویق بکنن به اینکه به گروهی که این افراد بهشون علاقمند هستن رأی داده بشه. Thank you so much. Well, we're talking about you guys reaching out to people who actually don't register to vote. They are not interested to voting. What are the group of people that you're trying to reach out? For example, any special age group? Does it depend on their educational level? Perhaps ethnicity? Have you ever noticed that perhaps people of this with this special ethnicity are not, let's say, Persian? We're talking on Persian radio. They are not interested in voting. They don't participate. Is that such a thing, or it's just like all over, you're trying to reach out to everybody?
Well, we try to reach out to everybody. There are obviously certain communities that are more heavily populated and a certain ethnicity, so we're trying to reach out to every single community that we can possibly do. We have not noticed any disparity between ethnicities, however, but as in terms of age groups, we are focusing on educating and pre-registering youth. So the youth voter turnout, as Eitan talked about, is very low, and by focusing on informing young people, we are hoping to change that. And I mentioned pre-registering, which is basically registering before you're of the age of 18 for an election, but it's just so that you can be registered when you do turn 18. So 16 and 17-year-olds can pre-register to vote for upcoming elections, and they don't have to worry about registering to vote by the time they're 18. So it's just a nice way to get ahead. And we are really focusing on pre-registering students right now, and we're looking to do that in Los Angeles high schools. That's pretty much our main focus.
That's very good. And I know, actually, from experience and people around me, that older generation Persian people, they are not very much into voting either. I think it's just that we are not used to it. We never learned that we can cast our votes back, probably, in our country. Or part of it could be because we are not familiar with the laws or candidates here. And I'm hoping that one day you will be able to target that age group, the older people as well, and help them to register if they are not still registered, and also cast their votes.
Yes, I think, well, thank you so much for that idea. I think we will definitely take that into consideration in the next probably couple of months, when we're looking to do some more work with the midterm elections and upcoming local elections.
That's very good. Thank you so much. We're getting close to the end of this part of the program. We have to take a commercial break for about 10 minutes, but I really need to ask a few more questions and get more familiar with the ballot project. So after going to commercial break, we're going to be back and continue our conversation. دوستان عزیز، اگر که موافق باشید به آگاهی‌های بزرگانی گوش بدیم و باز برمیگردیم. با این سه مهمان جوان عزیز خواهیم بود و کار فوق‌العاده‌ای که دارن انجام میدن برای کشور و اینکه افزایش بدن تعداد رای دهندگان رو در آمریکا. با ما باشید.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
هوای تازه.
هر یک شنبه از ساعت 7 تا 9 بعد از ظهر با من پروین جوادی.
تا چو در دست است رودی خوش بزن مطرب سرودی خوش که دست افشان غزل خوانیم و پاکوبان سر اندازیم.
عرض کنم من موکل دکتر کامران یدیدی نیستم و تا به حال پرونده با ایشون نداشتم، ولی با اجازه خود ایشون دارم مطالب رو میگم. من با دوستم توی ماشین بودیم و تصادف کردیم خیلی بد. دوستم گفت من میرم پیش کامران یدیدی، کارش بهتره. من گفتم نه، یه وکیلی هست که میگه اینا همه تبلیغاتیان و من میخوام برم پیش اون. خلاصه پرونده و دکتر درمون، موقع حساب کتاب مبلغ خسارت دریافتی دوستم $100,000 از من بیشتر شد. به وکیلم گفتم مگه میشه اینقدر تفاوت؟ ایشون هم منمن کرد و دلایل عجیب غریب آورد. منم کپی پروندهمو آوردم پیش آقای یدیدی. یه نگاهی کردن و گفتم پرونده خراب شده و دیس ایز ایت. اونجا بود فهمیدم چرا مردم فوری میرن پیش یدیدی. یعنی هر کی میخواد بدونه چرا کامران یدیدی، کافیه فقط یک بار پروندهشو ببره جای دیگه. و سلام.
دکتر کامران یدیدی، برگه برنده شما در امور تصادفات. 818-999-99-99.
اگر وجود نظرات ضد و نقیض در خصوص برنامه‌ریزی‌های مالی شما را در تصمیم‌گیری دچار تردید و سردرگمی کرده است، با من فرانکلین مهری، سرتیفاید فینانشل پلانر پرکتیشنر، برای تنظیم و طرح برنامه‌های مالی منطبق با شرایط خاص خود تماس بگیرید. 310-446-34-84 310-446-34-84.
سرمایه‌گذاری و مشاوره‌های مالی توسط شرکت Mutual of Omaha Investor Services ارائه می‌شود. Member of FINRA and SIPC.
California Insurance License Number OC71568.
فریبرز جان، قربونت، منو میرسونی مرسدس بنز آنهایم؟
آره، ولی چه جوری برمیگردی؟
نگران نباش، تو برو، خودم برمیگردم.
به امید کی؟
به امید سامیا. با سامیا کسی از آنهایم بی مرسدس بنز برنمیگرده.
سامیا کاشانی، بانوی موفق در بیزینسه که در دقت، احترام و صداقت در کار یه سر و گردن از خیلی ها بالاتره. چون سامیا کاشانی در فروش و یا لیس مرسدس بنز به شرایط و قدرت پرداخت مشتری نگاه میکنه، نه به ساعتش. به کمک سامیا کاشانی با شرایط آسان، قیمت مناسب و یک احساس خوب صاحب مرسدس بنز مورد علاقتون بشین و از خدمات کامل بعد از فروش بهره‌مند شوید. خدمات کامل سامیا کاشانی در مرسدس بنز آنهایم. تلفن 855-460-6400 855-460-6400.
با سامیا کاشانی کسی از آنهایم بی مرسدس بنز بر نمیگرده.
انتظارها به پایان میرسد. سرانجام اولین کنسرت 2021 در لس آنجلس، شنبه 28 آگوست، جایگاه سلاطین موسیقی جهان، The Greek Theatre Los Angeles، با دو ستاره محبوب آسمان موسیقی ایران، کامران و هومن. با آنها زندگی کرده ایم. کنسرتی به یاد موندنی. با ترانه هایشان عاشق شده ایم.
بگو منو کم داری، بگو.
شبی پرهیجان. شنبه 28 آگوست، The Greek Theater Los Angeles. تهیه بلیط در ticketmaster.com. تلفن اطلاعات 310-735-4020.
آن کدام ابرقدرت قانونی است که با ذکر نامش لرزه بر اندام شرکت‌های بیمه می‌افتد؟ آن کدام ابرقدرت قانونی است که به دلیل تجربه و استراتژی‌های منحصر به فرد حقوقی دفاترش تاکنون موفق به دریافت صدها میلیون دلار خسارت در تصادفات برای جامعه ایرانی شده است؟ نام او نام اول در تصادفات است. پیام شایان که با 2 دهه تجربه در نبرد با شرکت های بیمه، نام و مهر اعتبار دفاترش در پرونده های تصادفات گویای موفقیت و دریافت بالاترین خسارت است. این ابرقدرت قانونی کسی نیست جز پیام شایانی. 818-777-777-777 Lucky 7.
انجمن روانشناسان ایرانی در آمریکا یا IPAA از روانشناسان، مشاوران خانواده، مددکاران اجتماعی و دانشجویان این رشته ها دعوت می کند تا با پیوستن به بزرگترین خانواده روانشناسان ایرانی در آمریکا از کلاس های آموزشی برای دریافت کردیت و آشنایی با یکدیگر در مرکز فرهنگی شعله در سانتا مونیکا بهره بگیرند. جهت کسب دانستنی های بیشتر و عضویت در این انجمن با تلفن 310-499-5622 تماس گرفته یا از تارنمای myipaa.org بازدید فرمایید.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face, and posting on their feed, they're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you.
Know someone being bullied online? You can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
رادیو ایران 670 AM با صدها هزار شنونده در ایالات متحده و سراسر جهان پشتیبان جامعه ایرانیان در جنوب کالیفرنیا، به ویژه در لس آنجلس و اورنج کانتی است.
شما نیز می توانید از همینک با تایپ نشانی KIRN 670 AM در اپ استور و گوگل استور گوشی های خود اپلیکیشن رادیو ایران را تنها با یک کلیک
به صورت رایگان دانلود کرده و همراه با دیگر ایرانیان سراسر جهان آسان تر از گذشته شنونده برنامه های ما باشید.
فصلنامه آرمان، نشریه بنیاد فرهنگی آرمان، هر سه ماه یک بار در وبسایت www.armanfoundation.com با مقالاتی از بزرگان قلم و اندیشه از داخل و خارج ایران منتشر می گردد. مطالعه این نشریه وزین فرهنگی را به علاقه‌مندان فرهنگ و ادب ایران توصیه می کنیم. فصلنامه آرمان، armanfoundation.com.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I'd build secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
صمیمانه، برنامه ای از دکتر مهدی آقازمانی.
با صحبت‌های از جنس صمیمیت، آخرین برنامه هفتگی رادیو ایران 670 AM را یک شنبه شب‌ها ساعت 9 گوش کنید.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. Ambassador to the UN says the United States has been working through diplomatic channels to try to end the conflict between Palestinian terrorists and the Israelis. Weekend violence marking the worst fighting since the 2014 war in Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli medics say two people are dead. Now more than 150 have been hurt in a bleacher collapse in a West Bank synagogue. Bleachers were packed with ultra-Orthodox worshipers during prayers. Very controversial move. Elected officials in a Minneapolis suburb approving a plan to change the city's policing practices. Brooklyn Center City Council adopting the resolution to create new divisions of, quote, unarmed civilian employees. This is SRN News.
KIRN 670 AM. Radio Iran.
Radio Iran.
دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our World, Our Community with Debbie Amini.
خوش آمدیدی دارم خدمت شما شنوندگان عزیزی که در این قسمت از برنامه ها به ما پیوستید. حضورتون عرض بکنم که سه تن میهمان بسیار عزیز داریم در برنامه امروز. سه نفر از دانش آموزان کلاس 11 دبیرستان برنتفود که پروژه‌ای رو به نام The Ballot Project پایه‌گذاری کردن، خانم نیکا ماخانی، حنا طاهری و آقای ایتن پرینس ترکتنبرگ که کوشش میکنن که افراد جامعه رو با دموکراسی و نحوه رأی دادن و شرایط اون آشنا بکنن و تعداد شرکت کنندگان در انتخابات رو به این طریق افزایش بدن. Ethan, I'm going to ask this question for you. This question is for you. Before we take the commercial break, we talked about what group of people you're trying to reach out, what age, educational level and ethnicity. But how do you reach out to these people? What is your way of reaching out to people?
Yeah, great question. So originally what we did was we made these posters that had a QR code on them. So people could just take out their phones, scan the QR code, and then they would be directed directly to the voter registration website, which made it super, super easy for, you know, people walking by the poster to go to the voter registration site very easily instead of, you know, having a long line that they have to copy down to their browser or something else like that. And we got the inspiration from, like, you know, those QR codes on menus at restaurants that kind of started after COVID-19. And we just think that QR codes make everything more efficient and much easier for everybody, and that's why we went that route. But another way that we reach out to people is through social media. So we connect with different organizations on different social media platforms, and we reach out to their followers, and they reach out to our followers. We give talks to people about the importance of democracy. Like, we gave a talk to a college in Georgia, which is really interesting. We gave a talk to political science students there about the importance of voting, and we gave a talk about the candidates in the Georgia runoff election this year. We are planning to talk to high schools, like Hannah said, and yeah, so we really reach out to people through a number of different methods and a number of different ways, but I think the main thing is originally was our posters with the QR codes on them is what really helped us a lot.
Thank you so much. پس دوستان طریقی که این عزیزان سعی میکنند که آگاهی رو بالا ببرن و افراد رو تشویق بکنن به رأی دادن در درجه اول صحبت هایی هست که دارن برای محصلین دبیرستان و همچنین دانشجویانی در کالج یه صحبت داشتن در کالج جورجیا از طریق سوشال میدیا هست و همچنین پوسترهایی درست میکنن که روی این پوسترهای بارکد وجود داره شبیه بارکدهایی که این روزها وقتی که میرین با تلفن میتونین اونا رو اسکن بکنین و منیوی غذا رو میگیرین و میتونین غذا رو اوردر بدین و خیلی راحت با اسکن کردن این کدها روی پوسترها افراد میتونن دسترسی پیدا بکنن به این راهنمایی های لازم. So you're talking about traveling to places, to high schools, to the college in Georgia, also printing posters about this. So this requires money, and also it's time consuming as well. So where does the budget for this come from, including your time and your costs?
So luckily for us, most of our work is volunteer based. So obviously we don't pay ourselves, and the people who sign up to help us are usually volunteers. So they just do it out of goodness of their hearts, and we pay them not in money, but in community service hours. So they get a lot of community service hours. Anything that we might have to buy comes directly out of our pockets, but we try to keep expenses to the minimum. Like, the only things that we've really had to buy are the posters and honestly, that's the only thing I can think of. Everything else, you know, we found a way to do it for free. We found a way to, use volunteers and other things like that. So we've been very good at minimizing costs, and that's a skill that we've all gotten better at through this whole process.
Okay, so it never came to you guys having to pay someone else to do something for you, to help you with this project, right?
No, but we do have advisors through our school, but we don't pay them. There's like an innovation lab at our school who has advisors who basically oversee some student projects that go on outside of school, and we utilize those people, and they really help us a lot.
پس شنوندگان عزیز، اینطوری که ایتان برای ما توضیح داد، برای اینکه این پروژه عملی بشه، در واقع این اشخاص تمام کار رو به صورت افتخاری انجام میدن و پولی رو دریافت نمی کنن، و اگر هم کاستی باشه، مبلغی باشه که باید پرداخت کنن، مثلا برای پوسترها و یا برای اینکه بخوان از جایی به جای دیگه برن، معمولا این مخارج رو از جیب خودشون میپردازن. افراد دیگه هم هستن که ممکنه کمک بکنن در این مسئله، ولی باز همه اون افراد هم به طور مجانی دارن این کار رو انجام میدن که واقعا باید ارزش نهاد به افرادی که حاضرن وقت خودشون رو بگذارن و یک امر مثبتی رو در جامعه به عهده بگیرن برای بهتر شدن جامعه، مثلا در اینجا برای اینکه تعداد رای دهندگان افزایش پیدا بکنه. و خب درست هست که ساعاتی رو میگیرن که لازمه این هست که این ساعات باید به صورت والنتیرلی در واقع نشون بدن که این ساعات رو افتخاری کار کردن در دبیرستان، ولی کاری که این عزیزان دارن میکنن یک کمی ورای اون هم هست و بیشتر، خیلی بیشتر وقت میگیره و انرژی میگیره از این افراد. So I think one of you referred to the elections coming. So I guess you're not doing this project only for presidential election, right? Is this for all the elections?
Yes. So we try doing work for all the elections we can. We helped register people for the California Democratic delegates election. Though that was partisan, we didn't force people to vote in that election, but people who do identify with those beliefs should know that those are elections they can participate in, and that's our job to inform them about it. And we tried presenting it in the most nonpartisan way we could. So we did help people register for that election. We also helped with the Georgia Senate runoff. As we said, we have some contacts in Georgia, so we helped a college in Atlanta, Georgia, and then we also have some connections in Lawrenceville, Georgia, where we helped register people and post flyers for the Georgia Senate runoff. And now we are focusing our efforts on pre-registering students, as we said, for upcoming elections. And I think that the biggest elections we're going to be working on in the future are the midterm elections and just other local elections that we can find, like mayoral elections, maybe governor elections. We're just seeing what comes up and what we can find, because we believe, sorry, this is an important part, because a lot of people will mainly just register for the general elections, but change does start locally. So local elections are extremely important, and we want to encourage everyone to vote in them.
That's great. Yes, you're right. It should start locally, and then it will get to the general election. Thank you so much. You also mentioned that within a couple of months, you're planning to reach out to older generation as well and encourage them to vote and help them to register and vote. Are there any other plans for the future in order to reach out to more people?
As Hannah was talking about, our plans mainly for the future are to have a pre-registration day, which will be in the fall of 2021, and that will, focus more on the youth. Our hope is to visit high schools across Los Angeles County and, explain the importance of voting and to pre-register any students who are 16 and 17. But as you said, we're also going to be focusing on different generations. And we do have a lot of people who are, either our advisors or mentors who are in the older generation who we think can help us get in touch with that generation and orient our plan to match to target them directly. But we don't have any like solid plans for like, oh, we're going to, you know, do this with the older election and this with the younger or the, you know, medium generation, whatever. Our main plan right now is just that pre-registration day. But yeah, we're definitely going to orient to older generations after that.
Perfect. Thank you. You mentioned Georgia. What are the other places that you have already campaigned so far?
We've mainly focused on Los Angeles counties. So we have campaigned in Culver City, Beverly Hills, Brentwood, West Hollywood, Sawtelle, Westwood, Van Nuys. And we have volunteers from almost every, we've had volunteers from almost every state, but the ones who continuously work with us, ones from North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, and then all over California. And New York.
Perfect. That's a lot. You guys started, you just founded this, right? This past year. Am I right?
Yes, yeah. In October.
Yes. Yeah, so for something that has been recently founded and you just started in October and you have already reached out to so many places and different states, it's just wonderful. It's amazing. Also, I think Eitan mentioned that, you mentioned that you have volunteers in other states. Let's say that right now our audience members are interested in learning more about you and this project, and they like to join you, especially for young adults, probably would like to enjoy, I don't know how to say, but they like to join your team and help out with the amazing project. How can they reach out to you?
Yeah, so the easiest way to do that would be to go to our website, which is just theballotproject.com. There's going to be a very clear button that says volunteer in the top corner. And so under that, it'll be just a very quick form, just like your name and your email, so we can get in contact with you. And what we have right now is we've organized our volunteers into a few different task forces. So we have some volunteers working on our social media campaign and reaching out to other organizations. So if that's something someone is interested, we can connect them with that. Or we have people working on current events who are researching and keeping people updated on what's going on in this country politically. And then lastly, we have one on local elections. So we have volunteers who research which elections are coming up and what are the candidates in that and how can we get people in those neighborhoods involved in those local elections. So that's the easiest way is just on our website, but people can definitely email us at votetheballotproject@gmail.com. That's our email. We also respond to DMs on Instagram at the ballot project. And yeah, so there's a multiple ways, probably what the website would be the best, but if anyone's interested in getting involved in our idea of pre-registration day, we're looking to collaborate with other high school students or other people who know of high school students who are willing to take this effort at their own high school. So we would be helping them to conduct what we've been doing at their own schools and getting their classmates and faculty but mainly they're just their classmates and peers pre-registered. So that's our current goal.
Thank you. I'm going to translate, but and I'm going to also repeat the website address and the email address that you just mentioned. But I was just taking notes as you mentioned them. So if you hear me that I'm not spelling them or saying them correctly, please go ahead and correct me right away. دوستان عزیز، اگر که علاقمند هستین که با این عزیزان مشارکت بکنین، جوانان عزیز اگر که دوست دارین به تیم این عزیزان بپیوندین و هم کمکشون بکنین و همین که احتمالاً تجربه خوبی هم برای خود شما خواهد بود، هم یادگیری و همین که بخواین کمکی بکنین به جامعه که دارین توش زندگی میکنین، به خصوص این که دارین میبینیم که این پروژه‌ای که این عزیزان در نظر دارن داره نشنال میشه و تمام آمریکا رو در نظر دارن که کمک رسان باشن، و اگر هر کمکی از دستتون برمیاد و دوست دارین به عنوان والانتیر و به صورت افتخاری به این عزیزان ملحق بشید، پیشنهاد کردن که میتونید به وبسایتشون سری بزنید وبسایت این عزیزان هست www.theballotproject که البته همش به صورت یک کلمه است، همونطوری که میدونید وبسایت فاصله نداره بین کلمات .com. و بعد وقتی که وارد وبسایتشون میشید میتونید هم راجبشون بیشتر یاد بگیرید در قسمت about، یا میتونید یاد بگیرید که تا به حال چه ایمپکتی داشتن روی جامعه، جایی که نوشته شده our impact، و بعد قسمتی هم در نظر گرفته شده برای ولانتیرها که اگر که اونجا برین و فرم رو پر بکنید و برای این عزیزان بفرستید بعد با شما تماس خواهند گرفت و از کمکتون استفاده خواهند کرد. همچنین پیشنهاد کردن که شما میتونید از طریق ایمیل با این عزیزان تماس بگیرید و ایمیل ادرسشون هست voteTheBallotProject، همه به صورت یک کلمه بدون فاصله voteTheBallotProject@gmail.com. و همینطور میتونید باز هم از طریق اینستاگرام و سوشیل میدیا با The Ballot Project در تماس باشید. و اگر که دوست دارید بیشتر یاد بگیرید و یا دوست دارید کاری باهاشون انجام بدید، حتما پیشنهاد میکنم که involved بشید و در این امر مهمی که این عزیزان شروع کردن و به عهده گرفتن شرکت بکنید. I'm really hoping and looking forward to a day that you guys are really successful, perhaps running for president position yourself, because this is amazing. Really, as a teenager, starting to do something so positive for the community and then for the country, it's really amazing. And I'm gonna, I have no doubt that it's gonna have a great impact for everybody. Just a quick last questions from the names Hana Mahani and ببخشید اشتباه گفتم خانم هنا طاهری و نیکا ماخانی، از اسم کاملا مشخصه که هر دو ایرانی هستید. Were you guys born here or in Iran?
We were born here.
You were both born here. So your parents are immigrants. Do you know when they came to America?
Yes, before the Great Revolution.
Right after the revolution?
Yeah. Both my parents came in 1979.
Okay, so about the same time of the revolution. And how about you?
Yes, yeah, so around the same time, before and during the revolution.
Okay, I see. So do you have any siblings who perhaps was born in Iran, or are you the eldest in the family?
I am the youngest, but my sibling was also born here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Same with.
I'm guessing that you guys have to practice more Farsi. I've talked to you before, and your Farsi is actually amazing. And I'm sure that you can definitely reach out to the Persian community and help them out. And it's great that you're actually teaming up with Eitan. Eitan, what about you? Are you from here or a different country?
Yeah, I'm from here. I was born at Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
Okay, Beverly Hills. Is that correct?
Yeah, I live in West Hollywood right now, yeah.
And the parents?
My mom was born in New York and my dad was born in Boston.
Very good. I want to thank you one more time for being the guest speakers of today's program. We really enjoyed having you with us, and we learned about.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course, it was a pleasure.
Could we talk about our Instagram really quickly, just if anyone wants to follow us at The Ballot Project on Instagram?
Of course, very quickly for the last minute. Sure, go ahead.
At The Ballot Project on Instagram. We're starting to post a lot more just to update everyone on what we're doing and about upcoming elections. And we also talk a lot about current events and politics right now. If anyone has an Instagram, please follow us again at The Ballot Project. We would really appreciate your support.
Thank you so much. I'm going to say goodbye to our dear audience members and I want to thank you one more time. دوستان عزیز از اینکه با ما بودید در برنامه امروز بسیار متشکرم. همطور از آرمین جون بسیار تشکر میکنم برای همراهی بسیار خوبش به عنوان کارگردان فنی برنامه امروز. روز خوش و خدا نگهدار.